Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I'm welcome out for a wonderful show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you who are working so hard for your money, and you're just now ready for your money to start working harder for you. You want all that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but today, to be able to give you the life that you love, to be with those that you love, and to do whatever you love. And that's why we're here, folks. Like, that's why I'm so happy to be a part of your lives. Thank you so much for sharing it, because this show is not just about making you feel more comfortable in your life and creating that financial freedom where you can have all the toys and all the good stuff, but it's so much more than that. It's because you also want to create a ripple effect of your own, that as you liberate yourself, you can bless more people's lives and show up to be more of who you are as a better servant and make a better impact in the world, or as Steve Jobs would say, to leave a footprint on this planet. And so, guys, I'm walking out again for this show because, again, I do appreciate you guys tuning in, binging, you know, just loving this show and sharing it and reaching out. Thank you so much for those that do that. You know, as a reminder, you can check out our website, moneyripples.com. You know, there's blogs on there, you know, and also I'll say this too, is that, you know, there's lots of opportunities to learn and to grow. And so I appreciate you being a part of this and tuning in. So today, you know, I've been hanging out at a mastermind, a high-level mastermind with some people like that you may have heard of, people like Dean Graziosi, who's had like the number one real estate coaching, or, you know, kind of like, yeah, the real estate education business that he's had. Also been doing different things like with the book, with his millionaire book and things like that, right? You know, the Millionaire Secrets. And, you know, and also Brendan Burchard and Ethan Willis and guys that are great in business. And as I've been learning from these guys and just tuning in with what they've had, and I've actually been kind of tuned out from, you know, social media, emails the last few days, just because we've been up in the mountains, I get like zero reception unless I stand at one specific spot in that area. So occasionally I'll walk by it and all of a sudden my phone will go off like crazy with text messages and stuff. But, you know, it really got me to think more clearly about why we're here, like why I'm doing what I'm doing, and really how you could start creating this real life of abundance. Because that's the one thing I saw as a common theme with these guys as they talk, is that, you know, a lot of the reason why they're even educating and teaching today is it's very similar to mine, which is why I'm kind of drawn to these men. It's not just about, you know, not just about teaching people how to make money, right? It's not just about being great business owners or investors or anything like that, but it's so much more. It's about really creating this life of abundance, right? You know, creating a real life, or as I like to say, creating a life that you love, to be able to do something that you love, to be with those you love, right? And to do it, you know, to be a part of that and have a real lifestyle. And, you know, and that's more than just cash flow. That's more than just money. It's creating a real life of meaning, of purpose. And guys, the only ways you can have that is that it's not about what's showing up in your bank account. It's not about, I always say this, financial freedom is not a state of your bank account. It's a state of your mind. It's a state of being. It's how you show up. And I remember Dean Graziosi saying this the other night, or just the other day. He said, you know, he's like, I teach people, you know, I help tons of people make millions in real estate. He's like, but that's not enough. He's like, it's much, much more. He's like, the thing that people don't expect, they get sold on, you know, making money in real estate and making a lot of money there. He's like, yeah, sure, it's cool if somebody could hold up a $40,000 check. He's like, but that's not the real thing I'm trying to teach them. He's like, what they need is they need to have the right mindset to even make this work. He's like, because it's your mindset that destroys everything. And if you've noticed the show, I've said that theme many times, and I've known this from my own personal experiences, that your mindset can destroy any money you have. Yeah, I've met with plenty of people that have good amounts of money, some that at different times in my life had a lot more money than I did, but they were more broke. They were mentally and emotionally broke. They might have been millionaires on paper, but they were impoverished when it came to their minds and what their peace of mind was and how they lived in their lives. And it affected everything. It didn't just affect their money. It affected their health, affected their relationships, it affected their emotional state and their happiness. They didn't have any of that. And guys, what's the purpose of having all this money, to have all this cash flow and freedom, if you are not happy, if you do not love the life that you live? And that's really what's been drilling on me right now. Because I'll tell you, like, the big difference between, you know, the life that I have and what most people could have is that I love my life. Like, I really do. I'm not saying I don't have challenges, because, man, I have challenges every day. You know, I have situations that come up, you know, like, you know, there's things at home that'll come up. Those things with my kids, because you got 8 kids, you're bound to have some sort of challenge at some point, right? Or some sort of chaos. You know, hey, my wife and I, we fight, and we fight passionately. you know, there's things that I do. There's moments of doubt that I have, of feelings of, you know, lack of self-worth at different times, right? You're like, I'll have all of these things. But I'll tell you that when I look at my life, when I really look at it and look at it from even my own perspective as well as an outside perspective, I'm super grateful. I love what I get to do every day. I love that you guys allow me to do this every day. Now, I would do it anyways. Let's be honest. I'm gonna teach. I'm going to keep doing this even if nobody was listening. In fact, a lot of times when I've been recording these episodes, I recorded this as if nobody was listening, and I was recording this just in case my kids would happen to listen down the road. If I happen to die young, at least I have this ability to teach something, to leave something that could be left as a legacy. And I'm just excited that as part of that legacy, you guys are part of it. Like, my ripple effect is really tied up in your ripple effects that you guys create. My prosperity is tied up in your prosperity. And it's not about how much money I make, because seriously, I'll make money regardless. But the real truth is that as you grow and expand, as you prosper, as you start to love your life, that changes the world. I alone can't do it. I need you to be a part of this ripple effect to instill that change, to live that example of a truly prosperous and abundant life. And guys, you guys, I know a lot of you guys are doing as much as you can, and maybe you're feeling discouraged. And trust me, I've been there. It's not like I was born into abundance or born into, you know, being this prosperous minded person. You know, once, you know, for one, you know, like I said, I still have my moments, right? Like, all of us deal with scarcity every day. If you're a human, you're dealing with scarcity. But I'll tell you, like, man, I mean, even growing up, you know, I was growing up with things told by my parents, like, hey, money doesn't grow on trees. What do you think I am, made of money? You know, or my favorite is, hey, because I wanted to have you kids, I gave up that Corvette. you know, all those kind of things I heard growing up, you know, just there was never enough. There was always a scarcity of money. And even, like, I started to wonder if people were just making money because of opportunity, because they got lucky. I remember I had a friend in high school. He always seemed to get the good jobs, you know, like, he seemed to get the better jobs. And sometimes he'd hook me up with those jobs. And I'd be like, man, how does he get so lucky? You know, and even he, I don't think he even understand. He's not like a student of abundance, nothing like that. But, you know, he grew up with a certain mindset that helped with that. He was raised in that. You know, I wasn't. And maybe like a lot of you, you weren't raised in that kind of mindset. You know, heck, even when I started doing my business, even when I was a financial advisor, the truth is I was one of the most scarcity-minded financial advisors you've ever met. I was trying to live cheap, living on like $2,500 to $3,000 a month, you know. Not that's a horrible thing, but the way I was living that life, it wasn't the number. It was the fact that I was, you know, trying to do everything possible to save money, to not spend money, right? That saver mentality. I was trying not to spend. I was trying to be cheap. I was trying to reinvest money back in my business. And really, I was trapped in small thinking. Really small thinking. Even though I was reading books, I was around people that were talking about bigger thinking, I still wasn't thinking bigger or thinking, more importantly, not just thinking big, but thinking abundantly. You realize that just thinking big isn't enough, right? You know, for example, I was telling this to somebody the other day. There was a guy who was a multimillionaire in our company, you know, one of the top guys, and you know, he'd been in the business for like 30 years. And the guy was like the role model to follow. And he, not only was he, you know, great with, you know, how he made money, but he was also just a really good guy, like really awesome guy. And he was the kind of guy that people wanted to be like. And so I remember he said, all right, I'm going to teach, you know, he picked a few different teams, and our team was one of them he picked to work with. He would fly in to Utah from California every few months. And he left us with like this affirmation statement, right? And he had this whole paper, there's like multiple pages that he said he would read every single morning, multiple times a day. He would read this thing. And that was where his goals came from. And so I basically took his format and adapted it, tried to adapt it to myself. And I'd read things about, you know, making over $100,000 a year. You know, at that time I hadn't done that. And I'd read it over and over, and the things I'd be able to do and see. And here's the problem, guys. If I couldn't see it in my mind, it didn't matter. I read that thing multiple times a day. I would yell it in the car, screaming it, right? Just to try to make that reality, you know, because they'd say, hey, say it out loud. So I'd say it out loud, and it would be more than just the money stuff. It would also be like, you know, the kind of life that I live and the person I would be. It didn't work because my mind wasn't tuned into it. And see, guys, like, to create a life that you love, to create a life of abundance requires a few things. And I'll tell you, like, at that time, I didn't have it figured out, you know. I'll tell you that in just a moment here, but I was seriously just trying to do everything possible, reading Thinking We're Rich, reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which somehow I altered that. We always alter that in our mind to still fit financial advising, even though he's against financial advising, like kind of like I am, right? And so we kept reading these things over and over, you know, and it just didn't pan out. But you know what did change is like about then 2005, going to 2006, I did start to question the life that I was living. I was questioning the things I was taught. And I was starting to create a new slate. And maybe you've been habitually in this place. Maybe you've been in this place for so long that even though I know I talk to you guys every day, you could be living, you know, from the outside perspective, it might look like you have the abundant life. You might be making several hundred thousand or even a few million a year. And you might look like from everybody else, you're living an abundant life. But inside, deep down, and I know because I talk to a lot of you, you're feeling like something's missing, aren't you? You feel like there's something not quite right, that there could be more to it, more to your life than just that really surviving, that you're just living that life. You're, yeah, sure, you've got abundance of money in your accounts maybe, but you don't have that abundant life. And some of you don't feel like you even have abundance in your accounts, and that's okay too, you know, and you're feeling like you're trying to figure out how to live abundantly when you don't have that much. But guess what? It doesn't matter how much is in that account because I know there's people listening right now that have already felt like I hit it on the head that you're not living that abundant life. You're not living a life that you truly love. And you feel like something's missing. You feel like there's something more. And I'll promise you, even if you built up to millions of dollars, you would still feel like something's missing. It's so much bigger than that. Abundance and prosperity and financial freedom is not a state of your pocketbook or a state of your bank account balances. It's a state of mind. It's not even the amount of cash flow you have. Now, that will help. Don't get me wrong. Having monthly streams of income, especially if you have multiple passive streams of income coming in, that will feel awesome. But it's still not enough. So let me just give you briefly like a few of those things that will help with that because it's so much more. First and foremost, you have to understand that the world and the universe is created in abundance. It's already abundantly around you. And for those of you that, I mean, you might have different beliefs and whatnot, but I believe in a being. I believe in God, right? And I know a lot of you guys do too. Not all of you, but that's fine. But even if you don't, you believe that there's a greater design in this universe, right? The thing is, like, I believe that God is the master of abundance. He is the creator of abundance. He created everything to be abundant, that there's enough and to spare in this world. It's been proven time and time again. If you look at it from the right lens. You know, now if you look from the wrong lens, you can find scarcity in everything, right? Because that's what the human mind wants to do. But think about this. I mean, in the 1950s, people were saying, we're going to run out of food. Now people might argue, yeah, of course, they came up with GMOs and stuff like that. You're right, they did. But you know what? There's still organic food growing too. Lots of it. In fact, I guarantee that a lot of it's spoiling. There's over an abundance of it that not all of it's being used. Guys, we have an overabundance of food. And they were saying, hey, if things don't change, we're going to have people starving and dying. We can't continue with this population. I mean, how many people have you, oh man, I go to like California or something like that. And when people find out I've got a total of 8 kids, they think, well, how irresponsible are you? Chris, you are destroying the planet. You're consuming our resources. You're polluting the planet. Hey, listen. Okay, maybe there's a little bit of pollution. First off, we try to be good stewards of even that. But secondly, I can promise you, having more kids does not pollute the planet. Especially if you teach them to be responsible stewards, which is a big part of this show, right? So don't give me that crap. You know, we're not, that's not even part of it. And there's more than enough in this world. And then more than enough in this universe. The thing is that there's infinite ways to create. And we can become co-creators with God in that way. So don't tell me that this life isn't abundant, that there's too much scarcity, that there's, you'll find whatever you're searching for. If you search for abundance, you'll find abundance. You'll find out that actually, in truth, and this is one thing that was big for me, is that there was more. There wasn't a shortage of money. Especially when I figured out that the key to making more money, the key to having more money, is to stop looking for ways to make money. It's not just about making money. It's about how you can create value for other people. Understand that even when we talk about passive income with real estate, you understand that it's a person that signs that check that pays the rent every month that makes it happen, not the house. The house does not pay you. It's the person in that home. It's people. People are truly that source when it comes to money. And it's not about how you know, for lack of a better term, screw people over, right? It's not about that. It's about how you serve, solve problems, and show up in a way that helps other people, that blesses their lives in a way that they exchange money for that service or that value when you bring value. I'll tell you, when in 2006, when I started to do that, it was amazing how more money came to me more easily than ever. No matter how many hours I worked as a financial advisor, it never came so easily to me as when I started to realize it's about creating value for other people. And when I focused on that, it was like magic. It really was. It was like magic. And it wasn't magic. It's just formulaic. And when I'm with guys like Dean Graziosi and Brendan Burchard and Ethan Willis and Randy Garn and people like that and other people that are in attendance that are just great friends that I'm meeting, that's the one common theme, is that they have a servant mentality, looking to serve other people, looking for ways to always create value. And money and abundance naturally flows to them. Now, some of you guys have that part figured out, and I'm happy for you because that, it took me years to figure that out. You already got that figured out? Great. Some of you just need to be doing that in the right ways. And that's the thing, is like, you know, with money, you know, there's different ways to make it. You know, you can ruin it. You can be a servant leader and still be broke. That's true. But that's because there's still principles you got to learn, whether it's business principles that are there. It might be financial principles that you're not mastering quite yet. There's still a skill set to go with the mindset, right? It's not either or. It's not just mindset. It's not just fluff. You've got to have both skill set and mindset. But here's the last thing I would say when it comes to abundance. If you want to have that life, is listen to your heart, listen to your intuition, and follow that. Now, I'll tell you, like, even though I understood these principles of abundance versus scarcity and how to create money and things like that and how to invest, I'll tell you that there was a time, even just 5 years ago, that I was still struggling with a lot of scarcity. You know, my income reflected it. My income would be up and down. I have a great month and then a not so great month, you know, and it'd just be up and down. It's like this little roller coaster ride. And I was like, man, why is it so inconsistent? You know, and naturally when you start to see income or money act in a certain way, usually it's just a reflection of you. If your money is inconsistent, it's usually because you're inconsistent, not just in habits, but it could be emotionally inconsistent. It could be you're having emotional ups and downs and your income has ups and downs. I think that's what happened with me. You know, there's other things that happen too, when it seems like there's, you know, never enough. Listen to the words that come out of your mouth and the frustration. A lot of times your frustration is the exact reason why money won't come to you. Because you keep, you know, repelling it, even though you say, yeah, I understand this stuff, Chris, but, well, okay, well, once you throw in the but, it doesn't matter what you believe. You already create whatever comes after that but, you know? And I'll tell you, like, the one key thing is when I started to listen to my intuition and listen to that whisper, that voice, and I started to say, like, what is really missing? What is missing from my life that I love? How would I want to design it? What does that life look like? What do I want my ideal day to look like? And I started to really map that out and put that vision firmly in my mind and obsess over having that dream life, started having a lifestyle, right? That's when things changed. That's when my business changed. I started cutting out all the fluff, and the activities of doing business. From an outside perspective, it looked like I was getting after it. I was making it happen. I was hustling, right? But the truth was that I was unhappy doing those things. They weren't bringing real joy, and they weren't as effective as they could be. When I started cutting out the fluff and cutting out other people's voices that kept getting in my head of what I should be doing, and instead started listening to myself of what was right for me, that's when I started designing a life that I loved. And guys, that's the final key missing piece that many of you are missing right now, is you don't know what that life would look like. And you don't know why you want it. If you don't understand why you want it and what that true meaning of your life is, that purpose, that mission, you'll just keep surviving. You'll just keep going day to day, making money, but you're never quite accomplishing what you need. But guys, if you start to focus and remember that everything is abundant, that God made this world abundant, that this universe is abundant, that your life is truly abundant, that you can have that mentality, especially a servant mentality, serving people, creating value, where money can flow to you more easily. And then on top of that, designing a life that you love, knowing why you want it and why you feel like you're here, your purpose to be here, and then go and live it and act on that. And when you start to do that, things line up like crazy. This is when you not only have money, but you have abundance, and you start to truly love your life. Because guys, what's the whole purpose of having all this money if you don't love your life? What's the whole purpose of me teaching you all these strategies if you don't love it? If you don't live the life that you love and have that true, abundant life? That is what I desire for you guys today. So I hope you go out and make it a wonderful and abundant and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.